This week's Parsha is Parshas Re'eh, Tavshanayin Ches. We'll begin on page 1016, which is Perek Tesvav, Pasek Zayin. Perek Tesvav, Pasek Zayin, chapter 15, verse 7. Okay. Ki yiyeh becha evyoin. When there shall be amongst you a evyon, a destitute person, from one of your brothers, one of your gates in this context means cities, in your land, that Hashem your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart, you shall not close your hand, from your destitute brother. Now, one of the questions that's going to be that we're going to try to cover tonight is the fact that it mentions ba'artzecha. This is talking, let's read one more pasuk. Pasuk is saying, don't harden your heart, don't close your hand. Rather, paktzeches ki pasach tiftach es yad chaloi. You shall surely open your hand to him, ba'avei tavitenu. And you shall lend him day machzayre, what is missing, day machzayre shayachzar lai, the amount that he's missing. Okay, so basically, this is talking about a situation where you have a poor person. It's a mitzvah of tzedakah, which includes not only giving him money, but lending him money. That's also part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And one of the questions that's going to be asked, but one of the questions asked by the Mefarshim and by the commentaries, is the fact that it mentions ba'artzecha, in your land, which typically means in Eretz Yisrael. And the mitzvah of tzedakah is not only in Eretz Yisrael, it's all over. So why does it even mention, why is it mentioning ba'artzecha, in your land? That's one question. But another thing that we need to cover, excuse me one second. Another thing that we need to cover is understanding when the Torah says, do not harden your heart and do not close your hand. What are those two things? You know, if the Torah tells us not to close our hand, which means to make sure you give to the poor person, it would seem to be understood, don't harden your heart, because those two things typically go together. What exactly is the Torah trying to tell us with these two things? So Rashi points out over here that... this is Rashi, Loisa Ameitz, two lines from the bottom of Rashi in the right column. Loisa Ameitz, who shall not harden, referring to you shall not harden your heart. Yeshlocha Adam Shemitztayer, im yiteid im lo yitein. You've got a person who's struggling whether he should give or not. You know, some people have a question, you know, should I give, shouldn't I give? Lekach nema Loisa Ameitz. For that, the Torah says, don't harden your heart. You know, you're having this question, should I give, shouldn't I give? Don't harden, don't be hard. Don't have a hard heart. But rather, open up your heart and give him. Then you have another person who extends his hand, and then he shuts it. Then you got a person who is about to give to the poor man, and then he has a change of heart. No, I'm not doing it. And for that, the Torah says, don't shut your hand. So it's addressing the person who's struggling whether to give or not, and the person who's about to give and then changes his mind. On both of them, the Torah is addressing, make sure that you give the poor man what he needs. Now, the on the words, Loisa Amitz Eslavavcha, do not harden your heart, on that passage, on those words, the... On those words, the Ibn Ezra, on the words Loisa Amitz Eslavavcha, do not harden your heart. The Ibn Ezra says that means, do not harden your heart. Ledaber alibay dvarim tovim, from speaking to his heart good words. Meaning, there's two things when you give to a poor man: you give him the money, and then you give him a kind word. You give him words that make him feel good, that encourage him. So the Torah, according to the Ibn Ezra, is addressing two things: Loisa Amitz Eslavavcha, don't harden your heart. Meaning, make sure that you're ready to speak with him, to speak nicely with him, to speak to him, encourage him, to comfort him. And v'leisik mesis yadcha, and don't shut your hand, means make sure you give. But when the Torah is saying lois amitzis levavcho, don't harden your heart, means don't be hard on him, means to say that even if you're giving him, make sure you also still speak to him well, speak to him nicely, treat him nicely, treat him respectfully, make him feel good. I've mentioned before that I was one time standing in Lakewood speaking to a friend of mine, and somebody came by to ask for tzedakah. And my friend, when the man approached us, my friend gave him such a big, warm shalom aleichem. It was just a beautiful thing to see. And he asked him, does he need anything? Can he invite him in? He asked him to wait a second. But the way he treated him with such respect, like, I'm glad to see you, right, was something that was really unbelievable to see. And that's what the Torah really wants us to do for the poor man. He wants us to be able not just to give him the money that he needs, but actually to strengthen him, to make him feel good. So that's how the Ibn Ezra learns the words, Loisa ametz es levavcha. Now I want to share with you two other thoughts on these words. One comes from Rabbi Shamshon of Fall Hirsch. Now, if you think about the words we just read, the Torah says, do not harden your heart. That would imply that your heart is regular or something. Your heart is something. Don't harden it. It almost sounds like your heart is in a certain position, and don't harden it. So Rashi says that means that if you're struggling what to do, meaning you're having this, you're indecisive, what should I do? Don't harden it. Don't go the hard way. Go the soft way. Go the merciful way.
Don't be begrudging.
Right. But the way that the way that it's brought down here from Rav Shamshon of Fall Hirsch is that Rav Shamshon of Fall Hirsch is saying that what the Torah is saying is that deep down, what do we want to do? Deep down in a Jew's heart, he wants to be merciful. He wants to be kind. That is his essence. That's what a Yiddish neshama, that's what a Jewish neshama really wants. But we have a yetzarah, an evil inclination that steers us away. But in essence, what we really want to do, what we naturally want to do, is we want to be kind. The problem is that we've got a yetzarah, an inclination that tries to convince us otherwise. Therefore, the Torah says, "Leisa amitzas levavcha." Don't harden your heart. Your heart is soft. Your heart is ready to give. Your heart is ready to be merciful. Don't harden it. Don't take it away from the way it really is. And v'loisik b'tzis yadcha, don't close your hand. Naturally, we want to give. That's the way we are. We want to give. But the problem is, again, the Yetzer Hara tries to convince us not to. So, meaning, really, in essence, our hand is open. We always want to give. Torah says, loisik b'tzis, don't close it. If you basically don't harden your heart and let your heart be the way it really wants to be, and don't close your hand, allow your body to follow the heart and to naturally want to give, you will see how, says Rav Hirsch, you will see how benevolent and kind and giving you really can be. But the starting point really we should understand is that deep down our essence is that we want to give and we want to be merciful. The problem is that sometimes we go against that, we harden it, we go against that natural mercy. And the Torah is saying, don't go against a natural mercy, and then you'll see how merciful and giving you really can be. The Alshich explains this in a homiletical way, and in a kind of a sobering way. So the Pesukim can read, Leisa amitzes levavcha, do not harden your heart. Leisik meses yadcha, don't close your hand. Meyachicha evyoin, from your destitute brother. The next pasuk says, Ki pasayach tiptach es yadcha loy. For at Pasayach Tivdach, you shall surely open your hand to him. So the way that the Alshech interprets this, he says like this. V'loi sikbei tzisyatcha, do not close your hand from this destitute brother. Ki Pasayach Tivdach, because you're for sure going to open up. That means to say, right, you close your hand means you don't want to give. But there's going to be a point of time your hands are going to open, whether you like it or not. If your hand is going to open, you can't hold on to what you want to hold on to. After 120, your hands are going to open, whether you like it or not. You're closing your hand in this time. Keep a sayach tiftach. You're for sure going to open it. There's going to come a time that you can't hold on to what you want to hold on to. Your hands are going to be open, and you're not going to have anything. You're not going to have anything. So therefore, v'lo yisik b'tzis yadcha, don't close your hand. Keep a sayach tiftach. You're for sure going to open it eventually, and therefore, as yad chalai, do your open your hand to him. Don't wait till it's too late, but rather open your hand already earlier. A person thinks that they can close their hand and hold on to what they want to hold on to. Says the Torah, eventually you're not going to be able to hold on to it. Your hand's going to open, whether you like it or not. And the parable that they give is if you want to catch a monkey. You ever caught a monkey, Richie?
No.
So the way you catch a monkey is that... The way you catch a monkey, the way you catch a monkey is that the way they bring it down, I guess, in the old times, is they would basically, you know, monkeys like coconuts. So they would find this kind of a vessel that had a narrow, like a narrow neck and a wide opening on the bottom, and they put the coconut down there. So the monkey would see the coconut in there, he'd stick his hand through the narrow part of the vessel, grab hold of the coconut. He doesn't want to let go of the coconut, and now he can't let his hand out. And then the trapper would come and catch him and basically force his hand out of there, and he would be caught. So that's the same thing. A person thinks that they're going to hold on to that. They're going to hold on to their money. They're going to hold on to it. And it's come to a point, it could happen earlier, that Hashem is going to force her hand open. But eventually it's going to happen. Your hand is going to be forced open. You're for sure not going to be able to hold on to anything and take anything along with you. And therefore, if you have to open, open your hand already to him and let and actually be able to walk away eventually with something, with the great mitzvah of giving tzedakah. That's how the Al-Sheikh, that's the Al-Sheikh's thought over here. Okay, now let me share with you the thoughts of the Aruch Chaim on this pasuk. Let's start again from the beginning of Pasuk Zion. The Pasuk Zion says, Ki yiyeh b'cha evyoin, when there shall be amongst you a destitute person. And evyoin, we have to understand, as Rashi points out, you know, there are different words for a poor man. You have evyoin, you have ani. Evyoin is destitute. He is the worst off. He's destitute. He has nothing. That's an evyoin. And the Pasuk says, Ki yiyeh b'cha evyoin, when there'll be amongst you an evyoin. Now, what's this word, b'cha? There will be in you a poor man. What do you mean, in you? When there will be a poor man from one of your brethren. That's one question that the Aruch Chaim starts off with. Then also, he wants to know, what does it mean, me'achad achecha, from one of your brothers? Will there be amongst you a poor person from your brothers, in your gates, in your land? Why are we talking about me'achad, from one? That's another question he asks. And he explains like this. He explains that Umrei Becha, the Pasuk says the words Becha, there'll be a poor man in you. Ulai niskavin lirimbois mamar mzal sha'umru. Perhaps the Torah with this word is coming to allude to what the Gemara says, Ki tam shebeicher Hashem liyasr la'adam ba'ilam azeh b'yisurei ha'inihu, that a reason, possible reason, for why Hashem chooses to bring suffering upon a person of this world with the suffering of poverty. There are certain times a person, Hashem, punishes a person for his sins through poverty. But the Gemara says that Hashem chooses poverty to be a means of punishment. So that through this person's being poor, and now his friend gives him tzedakah and takes care of him, that brings a merit to his friend. So that doesn't mean that Hashem makes a person poor so that you can get a mitzvah of tzedakah. It means if a person, anyway, Hashem has his reasons why a person has to suffer. It's possible that the person is being given the suffering of poverty, which he didn't for himself from the point of when he needs for his atonement. He didn't need the poverty. But the reason why he could have had a different thing, it could be a different thing that Hashem brings upon him. But Hashem brings suffering upon the person so that someone else should gain by getting the merit of tzedakah by taking care of this person. That's what the Torah is alluding to when it says, when there'll be a destined person amongst you. He is a poor man in you, amongst you, because of you. It's basically because of you that he's poor. The reason why Hashem is bringing poverty upon him as a punishment and not a different punishment is because of you. It's so that you will be able to gain a merit, which could either mean that you need an atonement or a merit, or you're getting an extra chance at a merit. But whatever the point is, the Torah is alluding to this concept that the Gemara says that it's possible that Hashem brings poverty upon a person so that, again, he's deserving of suffering. Hashem chooses the suffering of poverty to bring upon the person so that other people should have the merit of giving tzedakah. Right. That's what lies in Becha. Then it says, Me'achad achecha, from one of your brothers. So what's the Me'achad, from one of your brothers? Pirish lo'itachshay b'r'oysay evyen shu pachas. When you look at this poor man, you may think less of him. Well, if Hashem is making him suffer, if Hashem is making him poor, it must be that he deserves it. And it must be that he's not a good person, and that's why Hashem is making him poor. So you basically, from the fact that he is poor, you may look down at him. Da shuhamiyamilchadim shabachacha. Know that he can be from the best, from the choicest of your brothers. And there is no proof from his poverty that he's from the lowly ones of your brethren. Meaning, don't say that because Hashem has brought poverty upon a person, he must be he's a less of a person in the sense of, you know, there must be something wrong with him. He must be sinful. He must be someone that's on a low level, and that's why Hashem is doing this to him. No. He could be from the one of your brothers. He could be from the most special people that there are around. And the fact that he is poor is not a proof to what kind of level this person is on. He could be a very great person, but he's paisy, but he's suffering from poverty. Don't think when you see a person in poverty that that's a sign that he must be doing something wrong, that Hashem has lowered him because he's, so to speak, a lowly person. That's the Me'achad. Now, what's also interesting is the fact that the Pasuk says, from one of your brothers in one of your cities, in your land, what are these different levels? Your brother, your city, your land. So Rashi really tells us on the words, Me'achad achacha, from one of your brothers, basically, the Torah actually, Rashi says that the words from one of your brothers is teaching that if you got two half brothers, one is a brother from your father, one's a brother from your mother, the brother from your father goes first. The Gemara in Baba Metzia says that if you have a relative and a non-relative, who gets the tzedakah? Who's first to get the tzedakah? Your relative. That's me'achad achacha, from one of your brothers. A brother, a relative, or a non-relative, who goes first? The relative. Be'achad she'arecha, in one of your gates. If, let's say, we're talking about a poor person from your city and a poor person not from your city, who gets first? The poor person from your city. If it's from your land or outside your land, the person from your land. So the Torah is, so these different levels, Sayyid Gemara, are really teaching you who has precedence when it comes to getting tzedakah. And the Ora Chaim says that, but the Ora Chaim says that actually we can explain these different levels in a different way, and that the Torah is alluding to something else. And that is that the Ora Chaim, in Parshas Mishpatim, where we also had the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Ora Chaim talks about how a person who is wealthy or a person who has money actually is Hashem is giving him what the poor man is supposed to have. And when you're giving to the poor man what he needs, you're actually giving him what's rightfully his. Because Hashem gave it to you to have the merit to give it to him. That's how you have to look at it. When you're giving tzedakah to a poor person, it's not like you're giving up your thing. Rather, what should have been going to the poor man to sustain himself, Hashem gave it to you, so you should give it to him. Okay, but the point is, though, that it's pretty clear that, as we just said before, poverty is something that Hashem sends upon a person, and it's now going to be upon those who have to give him what he's supposed to get. But there could be different levels of how Hashem wants this poor man to have to live with his poverty as part of the suffering, as part of the, you know, a part of Hashem's message to him, or Hashem's atonement to him. You can be lacking. And you could have, and okay, so clearly that's not a comfortable situation. It's a difficult situation. But for the poor man now to get what he needs, he can go over to his brother. He can go over to his relative. He can go over to somebody that he can go over to his relative. Clearly, to go over to your relative is much easier than going over to a non-relative or to a stranger. So, me'achad achecha, you'll have a poor man from one of your brothers, which means that Hashem has decreed poverty upon this person, and that his relative is the one that's meant to give him what he needs, and that's in many ways the easiest level, the least level of suffering for the poor man. Be'achat sharecha, in one of your cities. Okay, well, maybe the man that's destined, that's meant to give the poor man what he needs, not a relative. Okay? Going to non-relative is not so easy. But it's in one of your cities. He's in your city, which means that he doesn't have to go schlepping all over the place. He's local. And he go to a local person. So number one, at least he may know him. And number two, he doesn't have to schlep around. That's another level. That's a more difficult level than being able to go to your brother to get what you need to get. But it's more difficult, but there's a worse level. There's a worse level, and that is ba'artzecha, in your land. Forget about in the city. He has to schlep around to other cities to get what he needs. The person who has what he is supposed to have and who's meant to give it to him, he lives in a way off city. He's got to schlep all the way over there, and that again, that's the worst level. That's the most level of suffering. The Torah is going through these different levels, your brother, your city, your land, to actually allude to the different levels of suffering that Hashem can put upon the poor person to get to the person who's meant to be, who really has what he's supposed to be getting, and for him to give it to him. But sometimes it could be a relative, sometimes it could be at least local, and sometimes you got to go in and schlep who knows where until you meet up with that person who's going to take care of what you need. That's how the Aruch Hayim explains this. Okay? Now, then the Aruch Hayim uses this pasuk and he explains it b'derech remez. That the pasuk is actually, I guess you would call it a metaphor of sorts. You can explain it in that way. And that actually this pasuk is not talking about tzedakah. B'derech remez, b'derech seid, in a more midrash interpretation or an interpretation that is not your simple interpretation, but it's alluding to an idea, and it's alluding to none other than Mashiach. Kiyebacha evyayin, there will be in you a poor man. The poor man that we're referring to, that will be bacha, that will be amongst you, that will be in you, is that poor man is Mashiach. Mashiach is described as ani v'reichev al chamar. He's a poor man riding on a donkey. We find the Gemaras that talk about that Mashiach is a poor man. So the Evyon that's Bacha, the Evyon that's in you, that Evyon is referring to Mashiach. And he's Bacha, he's in you. It's because of you that he's poor. It's because of the fact that, because of your actions, the Galus to exile extends as long as it has, that now he's a poor man. Another way the Aruch Hayim explains that he's Bacha, that he's an Evyon in you, means he's an Evyon in you in the fact that he can't come and help you. That's what he desires. That's his whole desire. And because he can't do that desire, he's an Evyon. He's poor. He has nothing. And the Aruch Hayim brings down a medrash of sorts. The Ma'aseh Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the sage Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shekshara'o Melech HaMashiach, that when he saw Mashiach, Shalom al Yisrael Shaba'olam, so Mashiach asked him about how are the Jewish people in the world doing. Yeshua ben Levi said to him, "Ki hem yoshim et zappen. They're sitting and waiting for him to come. Ukshashama kain. And when he hears this, goy hachasim bebechia rabba. This pious man cries a terrible, deep cry, mitchukase lovei legalam, from his great desire to come and to redeem him. So this medrash means that Yeshua ben Levi met the neshama that's in whoever it is that's meant to be Mashiach, and he met the person who's carrying the neshama of Mashiach, and when he told that when he told Mashiach that he's that everybody's waiting for him, he cried a terrible cry because he wants so much to come. That's Becha Evyon. He's an Evyon. He's poor. He's missing in you. He's missing the fact that he's not able to come to be with you. And then he says, then the pasuk says, Lo'isa'avet says Lavavcha, don't harden your heart. What that means is that make sure that Ela Yischazek Pachol Ois V'satzumais, a person should put all his strength in Lamalis Cheshek Ha'echad HaMeyuchad, to go ahead and to fulfill the desire of this, of the one and only, of the choice. He explains, if there'll be amongst you the poor man, Me'achad Achecha, from one of your brothers, but Achad also you find means from the choices, from the best. Me'achad Achecha, Mashiach is Me'achad Achecha, from the best of your brothers. So when Lo Yisam Etzabavcha, don't harden your heart to him. Ki be'emtsoyis ma'isa b'nei Adam, because through the actions of people, ubefrat mitzvah tzedakah, and especially with the mitzvah of tzedakah, that is how you're going to fulfill his desire to enable him to be able to come in and to bring Mashiach. So the point is, according to this, again, this metaphorical interpretation, don't harden your heart to him. He wants to come. Don't harden his heart and make it harder for him to come. But rather, do the mitzvahs, and especially tzedakah, that help bring Mashiach and make sure that you don't disappoint him. Don't be difficult with him. Have mercy on him. He wants so much to come. Have mercy on him and make sure that you do and you enable and you make that happen through the mitzvahs and especially through tzedakah, which is the mitzvah that we're talking about here. Right. So that is the Aruch Hayim.
Should have bought enough money to buy a donkey so he could go.
Okay. So that's how the Aruch Hayim interprets these psukim. Now let's read on a little bit further. Okay. Let's start again from Pasuk Ches, from verse 8. Ki pasayach tiftach chesed chala, you shall surely open your hand to him, vaveita vitenu, and you shall lend him day machsayrei asher lechsarlai, that which he needs from what he's missing. Pasuk Tes, Hishem elecha, guard yourself. V'yadavar im levav chabliyal, lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, lemar saying, karva shnas Hashem shnas Hashmita. The seventh year is coming. The Shemitah year is coming. And your eye will become stingy with your destitute brother. No, you won't give him. Shemitah is coming. We know the Torah tells us that one of the things that Shemitah does is that after the Shemitah year is over, all loans are taken away. So Shemitah is coming, and you're going to say to yourself, I don't want to lend him money. I'm going to lose it because Shemitah is going to take it off. V'kara alecha l'Hashem. Then the poor man is going to call out alecha about you to Hashem. V'yevecha chet, and you're going to have a sin on your record. Nasa in tita in la, you shall surely give him. V'lo yirel avavcha besitcha loy, and you shouldn't feel bad when you give him. Ki beglala davar hazeh, because it is on account of this. Yirecha Hashem eloi kecha b'chol ma'asecha. Hashem your God will bless you in all your actions. And in all your endeavors, for the destitute person shall not cease from the midst of your land. Al kain therefore, I command you, saying, open your hand to your brother who is poor, and to your destitute one in your land. So the Mefarshim ask, what exactly is the point of this last half of the Pasuk when it says, therefore I command you, open your hand to your brother? We already were told that. We're told before, don't harden your heart, don't close your hand. The Torah says, you might think not to do it because of Shemitah, don't do it. Because when you do it, Hashem blesses you. Why is it necessary to have to again say, there will always be destitute people, therefore I go ahead and I tell you to do this? What exactly is the point? First of all, what is the pasuk trying to say? And therefore I tell you, open your hand. What are we adding here? I should have said that before. Now there is a famous question that's asked on the first half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk says, "Kilo yachdal evyoin mikarev aretz." For a destitute person will never cease from within the land. Hashem says there's always going to be poor people around. Always going to be poor people. But if you look back, actually on page 1016, at the top of the page, there the pasuk, that's where the Torah starts talking about what happens when Shemitah comes. When Shemitah comes, you cannot demand any more a loan from your brother. And Pasuk Dal on the top of page 1016 reads, Ephes, however, Kilo Yebecha Evyoin, there will be no destitute person in your midst. Kibarei Cherechacha Hashem, for Hashem will surely bless you, Baaretz in the land, Asher Hashem Eloi Kecha Noitzen L'chanach L'Rishta, that Hashem your God gives you as an inheritance as a portion to inherit. Rak im Shemaya Tishma B'Kal Hashem Eloi Kecha, only if you listen to the voice of Hashem your God, Lishmar La'aseis Kol HaMitzvah Azais, to guard and to do all these commandments, Asher Anoichim Etzav Chayayim, that I command you today. Kashem Elokecha Beirachecha, for Hashem your God blesses you, Kasher Dibar Lach, as he has told you. Va'avat Goyim Rabim, you will lend to many nations, Va'atola Sabbath, but you will not have to borrow from them. Meshata Goyim Rabim, you will rule over many nations, V'chaloyim Shelu, but they will not rule over you. So Rashi over here asks, here the Pasuk says, Efes Kilo Yebecha Evyoyim. However, there will be no destitute among you. And we just read a pasuk that says, Kilo Yechta Levyain, right? The destitute will never cease from the land. So which one is it? Rashi explains. So Rashi answers. This Rashi previously. Rashi says, Rashi asks, on the words, Efes, Kilo Yebecha Evyain. However, there will not be amongst you a poor person. Ulahalan hu Oimer. Later on it says, Kilo Yechta Levyain. The destitute will never stop to be. But rather, when you are doing the will of Hashem, where are the destitute? Amongst others, not amongst you. When you're not doing the will of Hashem, then the destitute are amongst you. So therefore, this pasuk that says, but there will not be amongst you destitute, because Hashem will bless you. When is that? Like the next pasuk reads, Rakim Shemaya Tishma Makal Hashem Alekecha, if you listen to Hashem's voice. The next pasuk, but later on, when the Torah is talking about lending to the poor man and saying the poor will never cease, that's talking about where the Jewish people are not doing Hashem's will the way they should. And therefore, there will be destitute people. And in that situation, you got to make sure that no matter how close it is to Shemitah, that you still make sure to give the poor man, to lend the poor man the money that he wants to borrow. So the Kli Yakar in explaining the fact that we said in this pasuk of Kilo Yechta Levi Mekara Aretz, for the poor shall not cease in your land, and therefore I command you, saying you should surely open your hand. What's the point of that? We know before Hashem said give him. Why does it have to repeat? You for sure should open your hand to him. That's one question he has. Another question that he has is the fact, as we mentioned before, the pasuk starts off, Ki yebocha evyoin me'acharachach b'achat sharecha, will be amongst you a destitute person from one of your brothers, from one of your cities, ba'artzacha, in your land. And the question is, wait a minute, you're in your land. This doesn't only happen in Eretz Yisrael, it happens in other places. Okay? And here again, it's interesting that the pasuk again says, you'll open your hand to your destitute one in your land, right? Why again? Why are we saying in your land? But if you look before, when the pasuk says that there will not be an evyoin amongst you, there is no mention there about in your land. Nothing about in your land. Okay. And actually, I really should point out in the beginning of pasuk Yud Aleph, it says Kilo Yachtel Evyoin Mikarev Haaretz. The destitute will never cease from the midst of the land. Not your land, but the land. Why here is it the land, and later it's your land? In the beginning, it's your land. So the Kli Yakar explains like this. Following what we mentioned from Rashi, that when this pasuk was talking about that will no be destitute, that's talking about where you're doing the will of Hashem. And you're doing the will of Hashem in the land that Hashem gave you. Right? That's what the pasuk says before. The pasuk says there will not be an evyain because Hashem will bless you in the land that Hashem has given you. Now the pasuk says ki yebecha evyain ba'artzecha, in your land. So before the pasuk says you will not have an evyain in your land, in the land that Hashem has given you. Now it says you will have an evyain in your land. So we know that this part of the pasuk, these pasukim are talking about when the Jewish people are not doing what Hashem wants from them. And in this, This pasuk is a continuation. It's actually a continuation. And it's saying, first it says, Ephes, there will not be amongst you Evyoin, because Hashem will bless you. Here the pasuk says, the pasuk qualifies that a little bit. And it says, will there be amongst you a destitute person from one of your brothers in one of your cities in your land? This means that the pasuk is now saying, when we said before, you're not going to have the poor amongst you, it doesn't mean there won't be anybody poor. There are always going to be poor people. But in a situation where you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, there'll be very few. There'll be very few. It's going to be, you'll have amongst you a destitute person from one of your brothers, in one of your gates. You'll have one person in one city. There won't be a lot of poor people. Because in that situation, because of the fact that we are doing the will of Hashem, so will there be poor people? There's got to be a poor person every once in a while. There's got to be a poor person. But it won't be as much because of the fact that we're talking about that you're listening to what Hashem wants. That's the first part. That's what the first part of the pasuk is talking about. But later on, when it says, Kilo yachtal evyon nikarev haaretz, the evyon will not cease from amongst the land. That's talking about when we're not doing Hashem's will. We're not doing Hashem's will. You know where the people are? The nikarev haaretz. They're all over the place now. They're all over. Because of the fact that now, when we're doing the will of Hashem, that's a reason that Hashem protects people from poverty. But we're not doing the will of Hashem, that's when there's going to be more. So therefore, the way that the Kli Yakar is learning, you know, the differences here in the words is basically a question. What are we talking about? When you're doing the will, when you're not doing the will. And in essence, the fact that it doesn't say Mikarev, or the fact that it says that the Evyon Estit will not cease from the midst of the land, he says, you know which land that's talking about? It's talking about where you're not doing the will of Hashem, and where are you? You're in Golis. So there, lo yachta mikarev haaretz. They won't cease from the midst of the land. There'll be plenty of them there. Now, you might think, okay, so you've got those in Eretz Yisrael doing the will of Hashem. That's why they're in Eretz Yisrael. Those who are still in Golis, and the fact that they're still in Golis means they're not doing the will of Hashem, like we find in Ezra's times, people who remained and who didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. And now, because they're poor, where are they coming to? They're coming to Eretz Yisrael for help. Different than it goes nowadays. They're going to Eretz Yisrael for help. What does the pasuk say? Since poor people will never cease from the midst of the land, from that land outside of Eretz Yisrael, not your land, but from the land, and they're all over the place, and now they're coming to you in Eretz Yisrael for help, therefore I command you, you shall open your hand to your brother in your land. You might think, you know, they're needy, and now they're coming to us. They slept all the way to Eretz Yisrael. You know, we should give them, we should have mercy on them before a poor person in our midst. You know, you have a question of the few people in our midst that are destitute, and a lot of them that are coming from Chutz Lars, from outside Eretz Yisrael. You might think we should have mercy on them. They slept. We should give them first. Hashem says no. Therefore, since kilo yachtal evyon mikarev haaretz, there will always be poor people in the midst of the land all over Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, I am telling you, as I said before, make sure you open your hand to your brother in your land. The poor person in your land comes first. Even though there's few of them, and he's not having, didn't have to schlep to go and he looked for the help, at the end of the day, those who are in your land, they take precedence.